of man's first disobedience and the fruit of that forbidden tree, whose mortal taste brought death into the world, and all our woe with loss of Eden, till one greater man restoreth us and regain the blissful seat, sing heavenly muse that on the secret top of Oreb or of Sinai didst inspire. That shepherd who first taught the chosen seed in the beginning how the heavens and earth right out of chaos. Or if Sion Hill delight thee more, and Selah's brook that flowed fast by the oracle of God, I thence invoke thy aid to my adventurous song, that with no middle flight intends to soar above thy Adonian mount, while it pursues things unattempted yet in prose or rhyme. You're listening to Fast and Loose. This is a new time. Please stay with us, WMFO in Medford.
I'm not afraid to
All right, yeah, you're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. My name is Nate. New time, not new time, same time. Same time as it's always been. Noon, the most indie rock of all indie rock hours. And then we changed to Tuesdays, and I'm going to tell you why. And it was what I read in the morning. I got a class on Wednesdays at noon. I got Paradise Lost. That was the beginning of Paradise Lost that I read to you. I'm getting the iambic pentameter in the background. I think that's the real. That really separates the Denzians from the masters. Is that you're like, I can get it. I can hit the beats with just the way that I read it, and I can get the punctuation right. And the real masters, and these are the ones you look up on YouTube that read it. When Satan starts talking, they add an echo to their voice. And that's how you really know that you're like nailing it. You get that echo naturally comes in when Satan's talking to Beelzebub or whoever else in Pandemonium. If you can nail that, then oh, you're nailing it. Anyway, Paradise Lost, great book. I understand why people are into poetry now. It's taken me like a year and a half, and now I'm like, it's tough. It's tough to go back to other stuff and be like, yeah, I'm getting this. Because, I mean, you're reading, especially Paradise Lost, you're just like sort of hovering above it, you know? Like the formless void, hovering above the formless void. Yeah, it's for you, everybody who gets that reference. Anyway, a lot of new music from a lot of bands that are played on the show all the time. Not that last one. I just thought that, I mean, just Interpol, that just like that beginning of Obstacle One is a great intro for anything. So you gotta leave that on there. So anyway, I got a couple. And it's gonna be great. A couple throwbacks too. I actually have been just listening to singles from single bands. I don't know, that's like a setting on the thing now, so I'm doing that. Anyway, and some first aid kits. So, you know, Ginny listening at her daycare. That's for you. First aid kit. My 3-year-old daughter's favorite band is First Aid Kit. Anyway, get back to the music.
Yeah. Gonna have
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, 855-915-WMFO. You want to call in? That'd be great. I'm out here asking if you want to call in, and you can. And it's totally fine if you want to do that. So anyway, we listened to, in that period of time, we're listening to Rat-A-Tat right now, but in that time, we've tonight by Phoenix featuring Ezra Koenig from Alpha Zulu. That's just like right in there. I mean, it's one of those things. I feel like maybe during the pandemic or what, just a lot of people started doing things that made sense. Ezra Koenig with Phoenix it makes a lot of sense. Another one that's coming up is The National and Bon Iver. Just makes a lot of sense. I you know how you're saying. Anyway, Tennis, One Night with the Valet, and Belinda Says by Always, released last year, but really. It's taking me time to get around to this this Always album. It's awesome. I mean, it's great. And actually, they're doing the thing that I really love, which is the main singer's voice is beautiful, and they're doing a lot less of compression on it, and you're really hearing that come out. So, good job. You know, for me, and sort of the wide range in magnitude and gravitational pull to Fast and Loose puts onto the indie rock music industry, and really the whole music industry, you know. And I like to throw my weight around. I'm not going to be shy. I'm not going to deny the power structure that is this show. So I know that when I say things like, you know, I like what Always is doing with this new album, that's going to be heard, and it's going to be received, and will affect future productions. I know that. I know that for a fact. Anyway. We're going to go back and forth and forward and backward here. If you want to call in and talk about Paradise Lost, I have time to do that. I got other stuff that I need to do, but I have time to do that. So please call in. Also, big time shout out to my dad who might be listening today all the way down in North Carolina. Hello, Dad. And hello, Mom, if you're listening too. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. WMFO.org for everybody else. All right, we'll go back to the music, and then I'll come back in with some with the solution to understanding why evil persists in a world predicated on the goodness of God. All right, I'll come back to that.
Set I'm pulling over. I might wanna know I was here. Names on the door frames, inches and ages, handprints in concrete at the softest stages. I don't know why I don't try harder. I feel like throwing towels into water. Move forward now, there's nothing to do. Can't turn around and I can't follow you. Your coat's in my car, I guess you forgot it. Crazy, the things we let go. It finally hits me, a mile's dry. The sky is leaking, my windshield's crying. I'm feeling sacred, my soul is stripped. Radio's painful, the words are clipped. The grief it gets me, the weird goodbyes. My car is creeping, I think it's time. I'm pulling over until it heals. I'm on a shoulder of lemon fields. The grief it gets me, the weird goodbyes. My car is creeping, I think it's time. I'm pulling over until it heals. I'm on a shoulder of lemon fields.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Nate coming back in here. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. 91.5 WMFO. I'm wearing my coat. That's why you hear this. Because it's cold in the studio, and you keep it cold in the studio because you don't want the humidity. That's the big one. And I don't know, we've got this space heater. Or not space heater. That's coming up. That part's coming up. I'm going to talk about space heaters. We have this air conditioner, which is on all the time. And it keeps it cool, and it's good for the equipment. However, it's like, it right now, outside, it's easily in the, I don't know, mid-30s, low 40s. Okay, it's going to get to negative 7 this week. That's not a lie. That's not windshield chill. That's not real feel. You're going to go outside and in a vacuum, negative 7. That's cold. That's pushing the coldest I've experienced in my 7 years living up here above the wall. But anyway, so it is cold, and you might say to yourself, I'm going to use a space heater. Here's an important thing, space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions, and particularly, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people. I'll throw blankets in there too, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when not in operation, and when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms, or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. We have a lot of fun here on Fast and Loose. Space heaters, be safe with those things, because especially multifamily homes in Somerville and in Medford, you want to be safe, because it's not just you, it's a bunch of people. It's a bunch of people, so be safe with those safety, with those space heaters. I know that they've got safety measures, like if they get knocked over or there's timers. You can't trust those things, okay? Pay attention to the space heater, heat it up, you know, get all nice and toasty warm, turn it off, unplug it, okay? Maybe this is because I'm like an old man now, and I'm like, whatever, 3 steps closer to death. I am older. I'm 1 year older than the last time you heard me. The last time you heard me on this show, my birthday happened. But no, the space heaters, you gotta pay attention to those things. Shout out to Ronnie, my friend and plumber, who provided me with the space heater that we use in our house now. It's wonderful. We use it for all kinds of different things. It's a great way to heat up a room, especially when you're sort of waiting for your heat to cycle. So I just want to shout that out. So anyway, we played in that period of time, Old White Lincoln by the Gaslight Anthem, 2009. Oh, I heard that song a couple days ago, and I was like, I love this song. I love it. Then Weird Goodbyes by The National, which is a nice little case study in phenomenology about them raising children, especially those like sort of weird, you know, you're giving a kid a bath, or you're measuring them on the wall, or you're putting your handprints into concrete. Those are that phenomenology of like looking back and saying, I will want to remember this, even the most mundane thing about raising these kids, because it's going to go away. And I know that. I've got 2 young kids. And it already feels like they're just passing us up. So it happens. Burning by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs right after that. That song sounds like another Yeah Yeah Yeahs song. I'm going to figure out which one it is. And then I'm gonna throw that up there. You know, we've got some. I always add the last 10 to 12 minutes of the show is like from the hip. So just know that. And so it might come in here. Anyway, got a couple new songs from some old bands. So stick around. Thanks for listening. Fast and Loose.
From the 50s, there's only one thought that swirls around my head now. And that's that everyone there on the screen, yeah, everyone there on the screen, well, they're all dead now.
they're all dead now. And it ain't easy living above. And I can't help but keep falling in love with bones and ashes. Bones and ashes. When the color is too bold and bright, I'm daydreaming in black and white until it passes. Until it passes. Gotta hold a gun to my back to make me smile. To make me smile. And the only way I seem to cope is by trying to hold on to hope. If just for a while. If just for a while.
Some things, baby, never told you. something Papa got it right. Spent a lifetime just to get over it. You always said my mama tried. Tonight I'll call it from the 4th Street payphone, but I'll sleep on the beach if I ain't got a ride. Someday I'll buy you that house on Cookman, and we can sleep on the beach all night. Sleep on the beach if we ain't got a ride. Sleep on the beach all night. Sleep on the beach all night. Sleep on the beach if we ain't got a ride.
Most is this ghost. things fade like the scent of a brand new car. Why would I ever fall in love again when every detail's over the guardrail? Say you climb your way out of your wake now. Say you climb your way out.
Hey, listen to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. And thanks for staying with us. We got about 10 minutes left of the show. And we played in that little piece right there. Here to Forever, Death Cab, Blue Jeans and White T-Shirts, Gaslight Anthem, again, 2008. A Feeling That Never Came by First Aid Kit. Love that one. Palomino. A Good Time is the name of that. Just Palomino, not, I don't know what I'm saying. Palomino is the name of the album that is on 2022. First Aid Kit, always. Oh my gosh. After the Earthquake, that EP that they had. The name of that label is Transgressive. I kind of like that. That's a good label name. Anyway, Bonobo is in the background now. The last couple here. And just, I want to thank you for rocking. There's a little bit, there's some, you know, new year. Couple of kinks. Want to make sure we get those figured out, including me constantly turning my head while I talk. I do like looking out the window at beautiful Tufts University here in the hillside, and telling you the weather in Boston. For those of you who are not here, it's warm. I mean, it's 40s, but it's warm, and it's nice out there. We got a little bit of snow this morning. It's all melted. It's going to get ridiculously cold later this week, as I mentioned, but it is nice. You kind of watch, and this is also that weather that, you know, you are, I have not yet put on my big coat. It might happen this week. I'm still kind of wearing my, I have my Tufts Marathon Team, like, bomber jacket, which is the sickest jacket known to man. Shout out to anyone who has this jacket. It's not a lot of people. I love wearing it. It's a little pretentious because it says Tufts Marathon Team on the back, which I love because anyone can just wear a shirt that says, like, you know, whatever, the New York City Marathon. Anybody, you know, people have those, and that's great. And if you run a marathon, you 26.2, man, you did it. I'm all for it. Brag to as many people as you want. You break through that wall, you got it. And we're going to have a special mention on a very special friend of the show who's going to attempt something really great this weekend. So it's coming. Don't worry. Don't worry. But anyway, I love this jacket because it's not that I ran a marathon one time. It's that I'm a part of an organization with the implication that there are many marathons being run. It's great. I actually tell people it's a lifestyle brand. But actually, I don't really run, and it has nothing to do with any of that stuff. But it's just kind of a lifestyle brand. It's like, for a long time, it was like the Yale sailing team or something like that. It was like a, you know, personality group. Personality, that's not a thing. It was like a sketch comedy troupe, like the Yale sailing team or something like that, which I thought was fantastic. I just think that's fantastic. Kind of put that on its head. Last mention, because I'm probably just going to play myself out after this. Friend of the show, Anton, frequent guest, number one listener, easily number one, is going to go for a Boston Marathon qualifying time at the Mesa Marathon in Arizona. It's an excellent course. There should be great weather. He has been putting the miles in like you wouldn't believe. I've been seeing him on Strava, 50 plus miles per week. He's got it. He's feeling great. You never know. You never know. Anton, giver of one of the greatest pieces of advice when it comes to marathon, which is, you know, you can train all you want, but then in the morning you take a really weird dump and it's all over for you. So you just never know. You never know, but he's put a ton of work in. I'm excited for where he's at, and it's going to be exciting. So to Anton, these last couple songs are for you, and go out there and get it. You're at mile 22. You look down. You look at the clock. You know, you're feeling a little bit. You're right there. You're feeling a little bit tired. Just think, yeah, I'm gonna go get it. And we look forward to having you up here as a guest for the Boston Marathon potentially next year. So anyway, have a great week, everybody. Thank you for listening, and I will be here next week, probably training some people. So see you out there. And you are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. And last couple songs are on the house.
Just before the moon. Stay.